English 419, Multimedia Writing, Course Cast 37, December 1. There's not a final in here or a portfolio or anything like that, so that when we wrap this up, we'll be finished. Week 16, we do have some things to right at the end of the project to be aware of. On the last day, we'll be doing some of the other documents for this project, like the team evaluation. As a team, we'll be writing our contribution document, which will help the other teams evaluate our contributions to the project as a whole. We'll also be doing our individual evaluations by email, because those are private, about the other members in your group, how they contributed to your group, and how well that worked. Those are at the end, so you don't have to worry about them too much right now. Anything else right now? Any questions about anything? Okay. Why doesn't the organization team take over? And we'll get going on our project.
We're just going to see, what you guys did over break, if anyone even looked at this at all. So, design, did you guys do anything?
Are you guys talking about over break?
Yeah, over break.
We talked about it before break when we were trying to figure out something to do, but really until we have the front end code kind of give us an idea of what, the solution and size everything needs. Then it's kind of hard for us to do anything else. So we don't really know what we should be doing anymore. I understand the paid resolution is to their resolution. What I'm talking about, if you put an image in there, how big is the image? How big is the banner? How big is the menu? How big is...
They just need to know size.
Have you guys gotten anything on the front end? Done over break.
All I've really done is the pages I have saved in the website. I've pretty much stripped all the code out. Just have all the text and stuff ready to put into whatever we end up with.
Is that in the style sheet format?
Not yet, but once we get that figured out, it won't be hard at all to put all that in there.
Oh yeah.
Ryan, did you get any of the code done over break?
I had no internet. Breaks, no reference.
All right. Yeah. I look a little bit at CSS stuff and look at floating documents, like floating menus. Literally, there's open source floating menus out there. All you have to do is literally copy and paste, leave the credit in there, and you can use it. How many columns is the website again? You can just say, I want a 2-column open source CSS page. And do it that way. So you're not sitting there writing a bunch of code, and as long as you give them credit, it's all legal.
Since you have that, I assume you have it open right now?
Not yet, but I can.
You could open it. Do you want to
Hop
over front end right at the start?
Definitely.
And then back end, did you guys get anything over break?
Not too much.
Waiting on. Everything's essentially done. It's just saying add this into this table. But then again, we're still kind of waiting in the front end and Tyler and to get their stuff done so we can go ahead and put that in, because that's going to take a little bit of time too.
Well, why don't we all focus on that?
Yeah, it seems.
Since that's what we need to do to move forward for all the other groups as well.
Front end is what we need to put all our resources in right now. If you're not doing anything, you can somehow help out the front end. That's really all I could say, because until we get that stuff going, the rest of it's just going to come to a halt, so we got to work on that.
Well, and now, before break, did you guys have a basic CSS template built? Is that correct?
Yeah, it was very basic.
Okay.
Yeah, it was almost.
Yeah, I was supposed to be
uploading the input in the Google Docs.
That's in the Google Docs? Is it just the code for it in a...
It's the FTP information, and all you have to do is just FTP into the server, and then
I see.
You can grab the files that way.
Okay. Why don't we focus on that because, you know, as Scott points out, there are resources we can borrow from, but we can't also just look at how stuff's done and not take the code, but it explains to you how to do things, like how to establish columns, how to do floating menus, those kinds of things. But why don't we focus on getting that going now so we have, you know, at least things for the backend to pour into and for the documents people to start writing about. And we can also probably start a little bit of testing once we get a basic thing up. So let's figure out what we need to do to start with that and get that going immediately. Is there anything else right now that we need to address? All right, why don't we start with that then?
Let's do it.
Okay, guys, we've only got about 5 minutes left. Where are we right now? What do we have?
We're almost on our way.
So we will have some actual pages up by Wednesday.
So what was
the view amount?
It's about
it's the same as the background.
Oh, yeah.
Do the background colors.
So we'll have some pages ready by Wednesday. I mean, we already have some ready now.
Okay.
So then the docs people can get moving on that.
Also, is this going to
go down?
We can adjust that.
Yeah. It looks like this is